Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Upon their face, sincerity, while underneath the self-agenda does proceed. But falsity perfumes the air, the sin screams louder than the finest debonair. They'll fill your place with GMOs, and soon your lineage will never cease to grow.
Okay, we're starting. This is Debbie Bruck. This is Freedomizer Radio, simulcast on Homeopathy World Community Radio, part of homeopathyworldcommunity.com. And as you know, we do believe in energy medicine and that we have the power to heal from within. Usually on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time USA and 6 p.m. Eastern Time USA, you will be hearing the voice of Alan Phillips talking about vaccinations and your rights. But the last week of each month, you're going to hear my voice talking to you about homeopathy and the medical news that's out there, whatever it may be. And there's a never-ending stream of things that get us upset, get us rile up our passion, our emotions, maybe even put us in a state of depression, whatever it might be. And we're going to have a special show today. This is going to be Part 2, Homeopathy, Science-Based Medicine, the Most Common Causes of Disease. Dr. Constantine Herring wrote, homeopathy ought never to be guided by the name of the disease. This means that we're not just giving you a label. A lot of people feel good about going from doctor to doctor until they find out, what is it that I have? And then once they know the name of it, they feel better. But in essence, homeopaths don't work that way. It is good to have clinical labs and exams and understand what's going on in the body, but they take the signs and symptoms that you can observe every single day. So, and that's what we're going to be going through. For those who are new to my kinds of presentations, I actually have a PowerPoint to go along with today's show, and you can get that by going to homeopathyworldcommunity.com, clicking on the banner that says Blog Talk Radio 6 p.m., and when you click that, it will take you to a page with Causes of Disease Part 2, and that will open up into a PDF file. I also have it linked on the blogtalkradio.com/freedomizerradio and Homeopathy World Community. So you will be able to get that. And if anybody wants to call into the show, there is a number, 347-324-3704, 347-324-3704. I'd love to take your call. And I think that there's a Skype button, the little blue Skype button that you can also click to get in there and voice your thoughts. If you're on freedomizerradio.com, there is a chat over there. But for me to juggle chat, PowerPoint, dashboard, it's going to be impossible. So you're just going to have to call in if you want to talk to me. Okay, we're going to get started right away. And that is with slide number one. If you can see it, it's okay if you don't see it, which is basically what I said. Homeopathy ought never to be guided by the name of the disease. That is Constantine Herring, MD, and I'll be telling you a little bit more about that. There, the recent presentations on Blog Talk Radio and our regular scheduled Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, USA, Health In live video shows have covered recently wound healing, the placebo effect, having fits, convulsions, and epilepsy from this past Monday, and causes of disease. So today we're going to do part two of causes of disease by Dr. Herring, disorders that arise from our spirit, our imbalanced emotions, and our inability to cope with stress. So it's sort of like being very stiff and rigid in our thinking, in our body, and not being flexible and being able to adapt to the world out around us, to what's happening in our work and our home environment. Every day we learn how emotions play a role in peace of mind. We learn how emotions affect the heart, our high blood pressure, how it affects our relationships and the stability or instability, and at work, at home, and at play. Slide number three I'm up to. I just want to let you know that this is not hocus pocus. Everybody, there's tons and tons of skeptics out there, but there are many people throughout the past 200 years who have relied on homeopathy, on the experienced professional homeopath to guide them through severe, acute, and chronic illness. In today's world, people like David Beckham, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Usain Bolt, Pamela Anderson, the famous Cher, Cindy Crawford, Paul McCartney, Tina Turner, Monica Bellucci, Kim Cattrall, and many, many others. These are not people without a brain. These are people who go to the doctor and check out what's happening for themselves and their family members. This is serious business when you lose your health. And why do they rely on homeopathy? Because it works for them and they do believe in it. Homeopathy is the fastest growing system of medicine in the world. And after conventional medicine, it is the most widely used. No individual has done more good to the medical profession than Dr. Samuel Christian Hahnemann. He is the founder of homeopathy, the one who discovered this principle of medicine, the minimal dose, that you only need a smile to get a smile in return, that the succussion and dilution, the shaking vibration and the dilution of the particular substance, whether it be plant, mineral, or animal, will create an energy vibration. And if it harmonizes with another individual who is out of sorts, has a disbalance, a dysfunction, then we will see that there is a healing that takes place. And I see somebody's in the chat. And I don't know who it is, but if you need to speak to me, just let me know. Dizzy Gillespie said, there have been two great revelations in my life. The first was Bebop. The second was homeopathy. So many, many cultural artists, dancers, actors, actresses, painters, they all rely on homeopathy to get their energy flowing and to get in the groove, to realize their life's mission. Okay. And then Mahatma Gandhi, this is a quote that lots of homeopaths put on their email or their website. It says, homeopathy cures a greater percentage of cases than any other method of treatment. Homeopathy is the latest and refined method of treating patients economically and non-violently. And this is one of the big, you know, it's a huge theme. You could probably do an hour or more show just about the economics, the environmental economics. I tell you what, I just read an article that said they're in a panic in the medical world because nitroglycerin is no longer being produced in the quantities that it used to. And now all of the hospitals are going on a rampage. How are they going to get this drug? Well, homeopathically, we have nitroglycerin called Glonine for the very same issues of migraines, headaches, heart, palpitation, fever, dizziness, vertigo, all these different things. So this does not take any major manufacturing. You can have as much as of that, of the homeopathic version, as you like, at a very, very minimal cost. When you go to Whole Foods or their natural health food store, when you go online to the catalogs and you purchase a homeopathic remedy, it can be anywhere from $5 to $10. That's all. And that one bottle will last you practically a lifetime. So it's really economical. And it is nonviolent. That is one of the major, major issues. I'm not going to go into it today, but what happens with a crude drug when you take it? It overtakes the natural function of your body. It forces your body. It dominates your body, your organs, your tissues, your cellular structure to do what this crude drug is meant to do in the lab. But then you're going to get a huge list of quote-unquote side effects, which homeopathically we will say, no, you know what this drug does. These are effects of the drug. And so that, I don't call that nonviolence when you have to use a drug. Sometimes I understand there's an emergency. You need to use it. But in general, whatever you can do within the range of alternative integrative medicine is great. I'm going to go to slide 5 if anybody is able to see it. And it's a picture of Constantin Hering. He lived from he was born in 1800 and he died in 1880, so he was 80 years old. He wrote, and this is what we're going to talk about today, the guide that was written for the masses. He called it the domestic physician, meaning that anybody who's at home in your domicile, you know, with your family, whether you're a parent or a guardian, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, a friend, a neighbor, it's like let food be your medicine. Well, let homeopathy be your medicine. You can learn to be your own physician, quote-unquote physician, but understand through awareness and observation that you have the power to do something when something is not working out right. Quote, it is intended to be an advisor to many in cases of indisposition when one will not or cannot consult a physician. To persons living in the country, it will prove valuable when medical aid, especially at night, can be had, but with much trouble. Are you going to run out to the emergency room? Are you going to wake your doctor up in the middle of the night? How many parents know the worst time that the kid is getting that fever is in the middle of the night? And then you have to work all through the night anxiously waiting for the doctor's telephone or door to open in the morning. And he says, expense and delay. But with this guide at hand, relief may be obtained in many cases of disease. And so this book, The Domestic Physician, was written for the people, for the populace, for people living in rural areas or cities, wherever they might be. Slide 7. Not only did he influence a generation of physicians back in the 1800s, but even today, Dr. Constantin Hering's legacy and impact can be felt through his writings. He writes on the potency selection, and the potency is the strength, how much it has been succussed and diluted, shaken and diluted. He had this to say, quote, a physician has to take into consideration the age of the patient, his constitution, his general disposition, and his peculiarities. And we know that clinical trials on drugs that are given out in the multi-millions have not been tested fully and completely. You're giving it to children, teens, adults, women, men, elderly, seniors, but it's probably only been tested for a very short amount of time on a limited group of select people, and it doesn't really cover whether you weigh 300 pounds or 95 pounds, whether you are sensitive to medicine or not sensitive to medicine. And he says this is something even with these very gentle, minimal energy medicines you take into consideration. Slide 8, I just have a picture of the homeopathic domestic physician, the cover of the book, and slide 9 is starting chapter 1. They have previous chapters, which are a list of questions that you need to know how to take a case, but we're getting now into the most common causes of disease. It's chapter 1, part 2 of my speaking. Last time I talked about this, part 1 was talking about sudden emotions, that you could have a disruption in your normal life, your behavior, your functions, based on having a great surprise, pleasure, even joy, fear, fright, noise, grief, sorrow, mortification, being homesick, having great pride, tension, and depression. These are sudden emotions. And when you get these, let's say you won the $1 million lottery, you know, your body's going to start something. It's going to start feeling something, excitability. Your mind is going to be running. What am I going to do? Who am I going to call? And you might even be out of breath. It could be anything. So no matter what happens, news and information will change our body. Observing physical symptoms, difficulty breathing, fits, checking your bowels to see they're working properly, your urination, whether you're having a cough, difficulty with respiration, even the complexion of your face, whether it becomes pale or ruddy red. What about your perspiration? Aren't there times when you perspire more in an anxious situation? And for females, we need to always check in with the menstrual cycle and also the sleep-wake cycle. And how about just all of the body parts in our senses, like our vision, our hearing, our taste, and our touch? The other thing that we talked about in the last session was the speed and the pace of the disease. Is it something that comes on quick, like influenza, or is it something that comes on gradual? And I guess influenza can do that too. It's like the days before when you kind of feel like, I'm not feeling exactly right, kind of feel weak and fatigued, but I can still keep going. So that's the pace of disease. And then we also talked about similar remedies, and we're going to do that again in today's show. So we're moving on from surprise, pleasure, fear, fright, noise, grief, sorrow, mortification, and all of that, and we're moving on to some more emotions. Those are vexation, anger, sensitiveness, and irritability. Slide 11. And, you know, if there's any way that I can check, I'm going to see both on, I guess I cannot see on the Homeopathy World Community page or the Freemizer page, see if, I see there's a couple of folks who are listening to me via Homeopathy World Community, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks a lot, guys. And if you have any comments, you can just put them in there. Otherwise, you can call in to, the number is 347-324-3704. And I also love encouragement. If anybody wants to give me feedback, encouragement, yeah, that you can hear me, that it's going great, that, you know, this is something that you needed to know, let me know. Okay. So, and I hope that you all were able to get the upload of the PDF. So I'm on slide number 11. Angry fits of vexation. And he starts with the remedy chamomilla, which a lot of people take for an upset tummy, like Brer Rabbit, have your chamomile tea, or Peter Rabbit, it was, had the chamomile tea. So generally answers best when the vexation is attended with violent fits of anger. If vexation causes a bitter taste, retching and vomiting of bile, headache, oppression at the pit of the stomach, or cutting pains in the bowels, even diarrhea, hot fever with thirst, redness of the face and eyes, agitation, bilious fever or jaundice, like a newborn baby that comes you know, has to go under the lights, give chamomilla, says Dr. Herring, which may in some cases be repeated in from 6 to 12 hours according to circumstances. So he does give us hints as to repetition of the dose. How frequently is it okay to repeat giving your dose? Are you giving it as a dry dose or a water dose? That's something to talk about in the future. I don't know that I'll have time today. However, you're taking note that chamomilla is a remedy for the biliousness, for the liver, for yellow color, for jaundice, okay? And there are many others like natrum sulf and nux vomica. He might be talking about that. Slide 13, if the patient is cold and chilly, has belching, vomiting, or rising of bitter water, has either constipation or diarrhea, feels better when at rest, give bryonia, which is hops. That's what we make our beer out of. It's an awesome, awesome remedy. It's called bear in the morning. The person who wakes up and is really and does not want to get up in the morning very well, and their keynote is worse on movement. So if they have a headache, they basically want to stay perfectly still. Even the movement of the eyes will be painful for them. So that's bryonia. And he says, and if it produces no effect in 8 hours, give veratrum album. So here you're talking to a true physician, somebody who's seen many, many thousands and thousands of patients over his lifetime, has understood to his bones, to his heart and soul, what the remedies do. And even he has to be very selective and say, well, you know, for this condition, for this set of symptoms, for the cold and chilly, the belching, the rising, the vomiting, the diarrhea, better at rest, he knows that's bryonia. He says, but if I've tried it and I've given 3 doses and in 8 hours, nothing, it has not improved, then I better move on. And he goes, seems to be next to veratrum album because it has similar symptoms. And that type of person does have tremendous bilious vomiting and very pale and extreme fatigue and weakness. Slide number 14, what I did here was I pulled out of the dictionary the word vexation from, and basically we don't usually understand that word vexation too well. It's somebody who has great annoyance, irritability, exasperation, indignation, anger, their cross, displeasure. It even lists the word bile, like from your bile duct, disgruntlement, in a bad mood, and they are really easily aggravated. One of the things it says here is she stamped her foot in vexation. Yes. So that's a person who is vexed and stamps their feet or bangs their arms on the table or throw things. Slide number 15. I'm going to check here. Nobody has sent me any messages. Hopefully anybody who does wants to call in, that's where I'll talk to you. Slide 15, in case of fever with restlessness, pressure in the stomach like a stone, he says to use aconitum. Aconite is the first remedy in your kit for anxiety, panic, thinking that you're going to die. And I looked up in the repertory. It says stomach, stone sensation. There's 136 remedies. He could have chosen any of those 136. But as an immediate thing, like when it's a serious condition, something's happening quickly, fever that spikes in the evening, restlessness, pressure in the stomach like a stone. And you know, we actually say these words. A person who is ill will actually say, it feels like a stone, that it's not moving in my belly. Okay, when food or drink taken immediately after being vexed produces a bad taste, that's that bile taste, that bad bitter taste, bitter eructations, that's burping, vomiting of bile, pain in the bowels, heat of the head, uneasiness, and disturbed sleep, then give chamomilla once or twice. And so you can see that, let's say a little baby is not sleeping at night, right? Little baby is not sleeping at night, and there's problems with that. Chamomilla is one of the best remedies going. Then he says, but if this medicine loses its effect, give Pulsatilla, Nux Vomica, or cholecystitis. And I want to mention that all of these remedies so far, aconite, chamomile, pulsatilla, nux vomica, and cholecystitis, they're all plant remedies. Okay? Plant remedies. We're going to go on to slide 16. If a person has drunk chamomile tea and had afterwards been vexed or taken improperly chamomile tea for the fever following vexation, give coffea. And that doesn't mean take a drink of coffea as opposed to tea. It means take the homeopathic potency coffea. And if this does not give relief, then he suggests nux vomica. If after all of this the pain still remains, then he relies on cholecystitis. So you can see the pattern that he says, this is my top choice, this is my second choice, my third choice, my fourth choice, in these situations. Now, if there was a specific keynote symptom, couple of keynote symptoms that said, this person really needs nux vomica, then he's going to choose that first. And I put on slide 16, aggravation from chamomile, and there's a listing of something like 20 to 30 remedies. And I want you to also make a little note, if you do see the slide, that there are capital letters, capital and italic and lowercase letters. Just disregard that completely. I am learning that that is not important to take note of. Now, slide 17, if the patient is of mild disposition and cholecystitis does not affect a perfect cure, give pulsatilla, which means basically that you're learning that people who are mild in their personality are probably pretty easygoing and sweet and soft. You're looking at cholecystitis, which is a cucumber, and pulsatilla, which is the windflower. If grief or shame is the consequence of vexation, then he selects Ignatia. And Ignatia is the number one remedy for coping with loss, loss of a loved one, grief, loss of a job, loss of a book, loss of something, loss of anything, Ignatia. And it's not Echinacea, it is Ig, I-G-N-A-T-I-A. If vexation is followed by coldness or chills and the patient remains cross, give bryonia. So I told you that bryonia wakes up like a bear. You don't want to disturb or talk to that person in the morning. Should bryonia not suffice, the patient being one who is inclined to become very angry or who has been taking wine or liquor, then he says nux vomica. Why? Because nux vomica is for the person who is very, very passionate and very highly emotional, but also has an addictive personality, addictive to work, to fine liqueur or wines, fine food. They're kind of like overeating, and they could get then not feeling well in their digestive tract, in their liver, in their gallbladder and things like that. If the vexation is accompanied by just and violent indignation, like all you folks out there on Freedomizer Radio who are reading all the crap that's going on in the world and the government today, boy, are we indignant. And there's abhorrence of the occurrence which induced this vexation. If this is expressed, and each person is going to express their vexation in their own unique way, but if you start pushing things away on the table with your hands, he says this is what he found. He said, give Staphylos agria, which is the delphinium flower. Slide number 19, I also did a definition of indignation. So if you want to read a little bit about that, indignation is anger or annoyance provoked by what is perceived as unfair treatment. And the letter filled Lucy with indignation, disdain, contempt. Oh boy, they're aggrieved and resentful. They're disgruntled and displeased. Again, they're cross and they're angry. They're mad. They're offended, exacerbated, irritated, piqued, nettled, chagrined, irked. All of those different words, that's indignation. Slide number 20, and you know what? It's time for me to do a break. So I'm going to do that now. I think if I can find something to play, I will look for something. It's fun to kind of learn how to use the background here. How about Barefoot Bushcraft?
Hi, this is the Wolfman.
And this is AD Venture.
Join us as we host the Barefoot Bushcraft Radio Show.
Every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific.
You'll learn about primitive skills, survival techniques, equipment and gear.
We'll also discuss useful tips and tricks, product reviews, and even have a few special guest appearances.
Join me, the Wolfman.
And me, AD Venture.
For the Barefoot Bushcraft Radio Show.
Right here on Freedomizer Radio, every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is the Rose, Rose Colombo, right here on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio, where freedom is free and the truth is allowed. On the front line for 25 years, protecting your civil rights, constitutional rights, and fighting back against legal abuse.
Join Rose Colombo every Monday and Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's the Justice Club with Rose Colombo, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Join us the first Friday of every month for Second Amendment Sisters Week. We'll be discussing all issues related to women and their right to self-defense. We'll be hearing from state reports from all across our nation. So tune in the first Friday of every month at 3 p.m. to Knives, Lipstick, and Liberty, brought to you by Gen Coffee on FreedomizerRadio.com.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you...
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
I think we're back. Okay, now where were we? We were talking about vexation and how we feel and what kind of remedies are going to be helpful to us and what these are remedies that everybody should have at their home kit, so that they know what to do when somebody's not feeling well, they have pains and they're not able to go to the bathroom or whatever it is. So that's exactly where we are. And slide number 20, when there are pains in the bowels, especially if they occur after meals or are increased by taking food, he suggests colocynth, which is that cucumber plant, may be given. Vexation may cause restlessness, want of sleep on account of heat, as if too much blood were in the head, short breathing, palpitation, and he suggests aconitum, which I usually call aconite. I want to mention that during Hahnemann's day, he only had 100 remedies. Today we have many thousands of remedies at our disposal, but he did quite well in healing most illnesses with just the set of 100. So if you have a set at home of 18, 25, 50, you could probably do pretty darn good taking care of most kinds of issues, whether it's indigestion or influenza, colds, sniffles, coughs, even conjunctivitis. I mean, there's whole bunches of things that homeopathic remedies have always taken care of for the past 200 years. I always let folks know who are listening to the shows that I am not prescribing or diagnosing. I'm telling you to get informed and educated so that you can take some power into your life on healing. Slide number 21, restlessness and distress, want of sleep from anxiety, coldness, fear of being alone, fear of dying, want of sufficient breath. And I might repeat those just because those are the same things that you would give aconite for. You would give aconite for restless, distress, want of sleep, from anxiety, coldness, fear of being alone, fear of dying. Aconite will say, I'm going to die, and want of sufficient breath. So there's another similar remedy called Arsenicum Album, and that has very same things. They want comfort. They are very restless, and they want small sips of water to drink. If fixation produces cough or palpitation of the heart, asthma spasms in the chest, so that the patient is threatened with suffocation, he says to give chamomilla again. So this chamomilla baby or even teen who is showing all their stuff and they're going to be getting so upset that they go into an asthma fit and they might feel like they can't even get a breath. Slide 22. In this case, it will be well also to put the hands for a short time in cold water, and if this fails, to bathe the arms in warm water until he is better. I guess he found that this kind of helped. Bathe that kid. I don't know. Put him in a little bit of water. Maybe there's something happening there that relaxes the body. If worse after midnight, okay, so now you're getting a clue about timing, you want to give Arsenicum Album. If worse toward morning, or if the patient seems to lose his reason, he suggests Veratrum Album. So this is another very powerful remedy. By the way, Arsenicum so far is the only one that is not a plant remedy. It is a mineral, comes from arsenic. And it has been used to heal many of the people who have had arsenic poisoning in their water. Slide 23. So the last one was general care and checking the hour so that you, when you take your notes and you journal the illness, that you notice, is it before, before midnight, at midnight, after midnight, what time did this situation arise? Slide 23, violent temper and acting out. When persons of violent temper feel unwell after having been in a passion, then he says nux vomica, and that is really violent temper. That's, I told you before, that's a passionate type of person. They usually dress pretty sharply, too. If the cheeks are burning red, face red hot, perspiration warm, if disposed to be in motion, chamomilla. Excuse me. So that means, you know, when I said before restlessness, that means that the person is, that's the opposite. It actually says it. If disposed to be quiet, it's the opposite of bryonia. So that you can see that the person has got this vexation and anger, and they need to be quiet and is secluded and alone and not moving in the dark. That's potentially a bryonia situation. But if the person is very restless and has to keep rocking themselves, as a matter of fact, that chamomilla baby is always going to feel better being held, picked up, and rocked by that mom. And as soon as that mommy says, it's late, I'm so exhausted, I need to put that baby down, as soon as you stop rocking and picking up that baby, that baby's going to start screaming again. Slide number 24. Anger with indignation in persons inclined to much reflection. By the way, anger with much indignation in persons inclined to much reflection who complain of soreness all over, are sleepy during the day and sleepless during the night. So this is one of the cases of, like, we have millions of people who have insomnia. What's going on with them? Are they indignant? is something happening in their life that they're affronted and feel really bad about, there he goes again with staphylococcus aureus. If chilly and feverish, alternating with thirst and vomiting of bile, generally worse towards the morning, so maybe we would set these things into our mind, worse in the morning, nux vomica, worse in the evening, aconite, restless and insomnia, staphylococcus aureus. Okay, so you're looking at the temperament of the person, the physicals that they're showing you, and their desires. Slide number 25, internal chilliness without chills, worse from afternoon till midnight, pulsatilla. So that means that the person feels like they're cold inside, but they're not having the chills. And the time of day, worse afternoon until midnight, usually at sunset. They're very melancholy. That's a pulsatilla-type personality. They weep very, very easily, but they're comforted easily as well. So that little child that got hurt or has upset tummy, and they come to their mom or their dad and or their brother or sister who hugs them and gives them a sweet kiss, and they feel okay, now they're okay, that's like pulsatilla, but they change a lot. If anger and vexation produce mental alienation, fear of death, anxiety, or laughing and crying, we're going to look at a mineral remedy called platinum or platina. So they're getting into a different realm, this mental alienation and fear of death with anxiety, and they express themselves with laughing and crying. Rather, pulsatilla is more weepy, and this one has also got laughing. That's platina or platinum. Slide number 26, when little children get into such a violent rage as to lose their breath, do you remember which remedy? We mentioned it earlier. Or fall into convulsions, those fits. Do you remember what remedy I mentioned earlier for that Peter Rabbit? It's chamomilla again. If they lose their breath apparently from phlegm in the throat with rattling, then he says tartar emetic. I don't usually call it that. I usually call it antimonium tart, and I put on the slide a number of different names for this particular homeopathic remedy. That is antimony potassium tartrate that is ground up or triturated with lactose sugar, diluted in succussed, and that is for a person who has that rattling, phlegmy cough. You can hear that loose cough in their chest. You go to the doctor, they may consider it to be bronchitis, but if you get the right homeopathic remedy, that's one of the things that totally, totally amazes me, that I'm ready to go to the doctor, my child is really sick, and they're up all night and restless and grouchy, and they've got this bronchitis cold, and you give them the right remedy, which I did at one time, it was bryonia, but it could have been any one of these other ones, antimonium tart. That child woke up in the morning, I said, well, where did all your phlegm go? It disappeared overnight. It's very, very miraculous. It's amazing. Now to slide 27. And I want to just check if there's anybody out there who has a comment. No comments for me? Okay. If they shriek and weep violently, which seems to cause coughing, or if the anger and crying cause palpitation of the heart, you know, like that fluttering in your heart, and coughing so hard that blood coughs up, or if there is bruised sensation, especially in the back, bitter taste, foul breath, and if lying as if stunned by a blow, you know, like you were in an accident and you were hit or you had a concussion, head hot, feet cold, so paying attention to the body parts that could have different temperatures, or if at very first irritable and afterwards indifferent, so very changeable. These moods, dispositions, emotions can change on a dime. And that's why the guardian needs to look, if you're going to be that domestic physician. And he says, urine and stool pass involuntarily. The remedy, and I did give you a hint when I said concussion, the number one remedy for head injury or bruised pain is Arnica Montana. almost every single athlete knows about Ornica Montana. They use it as a gel or a cream on sore muscles, but taken homeopathically in pellet form or in a water dose, it actually goes through the entire body system and it's not localized. And look, it addresses a heart palpitation, it addresses anger, crying, coughing, just being out of it, being stunned and out of it. And also, obviously, it must address the liver because of the foul, bitter taste. And also the urinary tract and the bowels, where there's no control, which Arnica will put things right. Slide number 28, if they continue to cry and will not be pacified, the blood rushing to the head, they talk confusedly or are senseless. He says here, give belladonna. And for belladonna, we know that you could be hallucinating, especially in the evening with a dry skin with your fever. And if this fails, he moves on. He says, I've tried belladonna for this hot head and senselessness and everything else. Strangely enough, he says, go to Hepersulf. And Hepersulf, we know, is a very irritable type of personality. Even if you open the window, that breeze of air is going to irritate them. That's how sensitive they are. Whereas Pulsatilla, the windflower, says, please open the window. I need fresh air. I'm too warm, even if they feel chilled inside internally. Okay, slide number 29. Going to push this as fast as we can. Sensitiveness and irritability cause indispositions with many persons who are too much affected by even trifling emotions. You know, people who are really touchy, if owing to this great sensitiveness, there should be an inward vexation, sleeplessness, and a disposition to shed tears at the most trifling and imaginary causes, he says to try coffea. he also emphasizes that the patient must, of course, abstain from drinking coffee, because coffee, all of the symptoms that you get when you drink too much coffee, that's what you're going to be curing with the potency of coffea. I should have had a glass of water with me. Okay, persons with great irritability of the whole nervous system, particularly the senses, inclination to lie down, aversion to fresh air, a stubborn and refractory disposition, and specifically in females who are having irregular menstrual periods. Hey, I may have to take a break and give you another ad while I get a drink of water. For this irritableness of the nervous system with inclination to lie down, similar to bryonia, we're going to be looking at nux vomica. They also say they have aversion to fresh air. So I hope you can hold on for a second while I go out for a second and come back in.
Get ready for the epic documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Semperma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know that their world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry, I had to go out and get a little something to moisten my throat. Persons with great irritability, we just did that. The whole nervous system, particularly their senses, inclination to lie down and aversion to air, a stubborn and refractory disposition. those stubborn people and irregular menstrual periods, this is Nux Vomica, which, you know, a lot of times a homeopath will tell you that Nux Vomica is only for, is typically a male remedy, but it can be for females as well. Slide number 31, persons who are more tranquil easily move to tears, the menstrual period is too late and insufficient or suppressed. Can you guess what remedy it is? Remember what remedy I said for weeping, easily weeping to tears? The windflower, that's pulsatilla. If this fails and the patient is fretful, then he says Ignatia. That was the one for grief, for a person who's really grieving. So you can see there's a complementary, there's a relationship between the pulsatilla and the Ignatia. And if they're even more peevish and passionate, then he moves to chamomilla. So easily move to tears, menstrual period is too late, insufficient or suppressed. The three remedies he gives is pulsatilla, Ignatia, and chamomilla. Slide number 32, if patients are greatly excited from plans and are exceedingly lively, particularly in the evening, give China or cinchona bark, which was always typically used for malaria. So we're looking at something excited from plans and exceedingly lively. If the pains are distracting, give coffea. And coffea is a good remedy for childbirth, because the pains are so great. If the patient has fever with a quick, hard pulse, give aconitum. So fever with, and you can probably feel the pulsation. And if three or four doses of this, of aconite, fail, then he moves to chamomilla. It seems to me as if he relies highly on chamomilla in the end. If nothing else works, I'm just saying that. Excessive pains, what, you know, how long do you wait? That was one of my questions. How long do you wait? Well, you wait after you give a couple of doses of the remedy, and you're not seeing any change, any improvement, then you're going to probably go on to the next one. However, if you see any slight change, whether worse or better, then you hold on and you stick with that one remedy. Slide 33, when you have excessive pains, they become flighty and distracted, are subject to the recurrence of catching a cold from every change of weather, and are worse from being touched. He goes to cinchona or China, officinalis, which is that remedy for malaria again. So excessive pain, change of weather, and being touched. Now we think of many other remedies for change of weather, and like I said earlier, coffea for excessive pain, aconite for fear of dying, but I guess this extra one of being touched. Also, arnica is worse for being touched. Should this prove ineffectual within 6 hours, he gives us the next remedy to rely on, mercurius. So China is a plant, but mercurius, coming from mercury, is an element on the periodic chart, which we know we have a lot of toxicity today for people, for kids in vaccinations, thimerosal, mercury in our environment all over, in our amalgams, and people are living their life with very debilitating symptoms simply because of toxic effects of these metals. Slide number 34, if violent pains bring on delirium and madness, veratrum album. Wow, this is really exciting. When a person is like going mad with their pains, veratrum album is the one to look at. If very different mental emotions or mental exertion cause headache, faintness, or determination of the blood to the heart, take Glonine as often as necessary. And I said earlier at the very beginning of the show that they're having problems today not having enough crude drugs because of the manufacturers. They're not making enough money, so they're shutting down their practices so that they can charge more for the little that they make, whereas nitroglycerin is this Glonine. And it's abundant. You can have as much of it as you like, but just use it appropriately. If great weakness and fatigue and uneasiness remain, particularly after night watching, And then he gives the mineral remedy cuprum metallicum. So there's another remedy for night watching, and that's cochlis for like Florence Nightingale or the mom who's taking care of their parents, taking care of their kids, and they're up all night nursing their kids or new mom. Cochlis is a great remedy, but here he's saying great weakness, fatigue, uneasiness, and from night watching, cuprum. Cuprum is known as spasms and cramps. That's what you would know. Okay, I think we're running really only a few minutes, and I've only gotten through half of these slides. I'm probably going to continue on Homeopathy World Community to talk more if I have time there. Worst mental exertion. If any slight mental exertion, reading, studying, or thinking causes complaints, particularly in persons of sedentary habits, give Nux Vomica. If this does not avail, then he goes to Lachesis. So basically, there must be a relationship there between sedentary habits. People like you and me, people who are sitting at the computer all day long, instead of getting up and moving ourself, our body, what we really need to do, we're humans, we were created to move. We need to get out there and go for a walk, go for a run, bicycle, whatever you like to do, swim. We need to do that. But if this is your lifestyle and you just sit there, or people who sit and watch TV all day or the computer, whatever it is, then Nux Vomica, for that passionate person and who kind of has addictions, and if that doesn't work out, then he gives Lachesis, which is a snake venom. And all of these toxins, because Nux Vomica has the energy of strychnine in it, all of these potent toxins in the world are healing agents when they are created as the minimum dose, potentized, succussed, diluted, and made into an energy remedy where basically none of the crude part of that mineral, plant, animal is there anymore. So the body just resonates with it if it's appropriate. Okay, I have to get off the show. We only have about a minute left. If anybody wants to hear the second half of this, of today, part two, they're going to have to jump over to Homeopathy World Community if I continue to talk. And I will put up the archive on homeopathyworldcommunity.com. Check out the Health In Show. That's on Monday. Next Monday, the live video is going to be talking with Lissy Battaglia and from Florida, who's going to be talking about flower essences. It should be really great. And we always have wonderful shows. Check us out on Facebook as well as Freedomizer Radio, who's been kind enough to let me talk and be part of their huge community with so many listeners. Get out there. Share these shows with friends. Tell other people to get on the shows and listen. Get on the chat on Freedomizer Radio, because it's a really great community, and they talk about things that are important in the world today. They don't just stick onto one thing. They talk about a wide variety of issues, and I'm not able to tell you what they are right now, but I know that Proof Negative is on, and Cheryl is on there. Thanks, I'm waving to you. Cheryl's asking me to do part two next month. Yeah, I could do that. And thank you, Michelle, for tuning in today and all of the guests. Please visit us and share through social networks all of our wonderful bits of information and our opinions. So I'm going to sign out as soon as I can figure out where I'm going to sign out with. Okay, here we go.
Hi. Please mark your calendar for the last Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, USA, to join me, Debbie Brook, founder of Homeopathy World Community, on Freedomizer Radio. I'll discuss medical news highlights on influenza, expose fraud in society, and question the tactics of Big Pharma. My passion covers self-empowerment with health freedom. Tune in to learn about the power of homeopathic remedies to heal the body, mind, and spirit. All shows are archived and simulcast on Blog Talk Radio Homeopathy World Community. All other Wednesdays in the month feature Alan Phillips discussing vaccinations and your rights. Call in each week to speak with us live. We appreciate.
Did you know most Americans?
Hello, I'm still here on. I'm still here on Homeopathy World Community. So I guess I can keep talking. I know that when I'm on Freedomizer Radio, it's necessary for me to stop and do all of these different advertisements to help sponsor. And if you want to be a sponsor, hey, it's important to be a sponsor and help out. It says I have 58 minutes left. Woohoo! Thanks, Michelle. Hey, and if you want to call in to me, Homeopathy World Community, it's 347-945-6956. You can talk to me there. I'm going to talk for a little while because I like to keep it all together. I'm going to keep going with this part two. We've been talking about vexation, irritability, sensitiveness as emotions that cause illness. So our illness can arise from actual physical, something on the environment like amalgams or vaccination or all these environmental causes and accident, injury. We can certainly have, those are pertinent reasons for having a disruption in normal functioning, blockage in the flow of our urine, maybe because the minerals in our water are accumulating and we're the body's trying to heal itself, but it just accumulates all of these crystals, minerals, and then you have a problem. So there's many reasons, but what Herring is talking about right now are these emotional, mental, and the tendency in the person's personality that kind of, that is their natural response. That is when they are under stress, this is how their body responds. So we're on slide number 35, and I hope that you were able to get it. If not, the slide can be found at homeopathyworldcommunity.com. And it is, if you click that banner for Alan and Debbie, that's going to take you to a page where the handout is. Or I think that I have the handout, the PDF file, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Homeopathy World Community. So, worst mental exertion. Slide 35, if any slight mental exertion, reading, studying, or thinking causes complaints, particularly in persons of sedentary habit, give Nux Vomica. If this does not avail, Lachesis. So you're thinking now about the student or the person who's working on a project, somebody who has to be thinking all the time. Another remedy that he doesn't list is picric acid for persons who are in, you know, in medical school and law school and whatever their degree is, and they are constantly up studying and they get fatigue from all of this brain fag. That's picric acid. It's not written in his list of remedies. It's a little bit more not as well known. So now, and all that night watching and oft interrupted sleep and all symptoms are aggravated by eating, drinking, and after sleep, particularly nervous persons, then he says cocculus. So cocculus is the remedy for that nursing of others and not getting any sleep themselves. Really a beautiful remedy. Slide number 36. And thanks everybody for all the flowers and hearts and waving to me. When the patient, after having taken the medicine or oftener begins to feel better, however little, should discontinue it, lest the healthful progress, the cure, be interfered with by taking too much. As soon as the improvement ceases, the same should be taken again, or in case the symptoms have altered, another more appropriate one. So basically, this I interjected this slide, this piece of information, which are the words of Dr. Constantine Herring, that says you need to observe the signs and symptoms. What's happening with the progression of the illness? When the patient after they took the remedy and it begins to feel better,
even if it's just a little bit better, continue dosing. Don't repeat it again. Because he says, sometimes if you give too much, then that progress will be interfered with. but he says, if you find that the symptoms start to wane, I mean, the improvement starts to lessen. So like, let's say that headache, the headache seems to be going away, going away, going away. So you don't need to repeat it. But then you find an hour or two later, oh, it's coming back, it's coming back, it's coming back. Then you say that we've used up the energy from the first dose, and now you can repeat again in the situation. However, he also says, if you have this headache and you gave the remedy and you see improvement, but then afterwards you see a new symptom picture, you see new symptoms coming to the foreground, that's an indication that you need to reevaluate and see if there's a better remedy than the one that was originally chosen. Slide number 37, in very tedious cases, when the right remedy has been chosen and given in but one dose, and when the patient, after a short aggravation of the symptoms, commences to grow better, he will sometimes in a few days or a week get worse again. He who can now wait and give nothing more will witness most remarkable cures, which will be the more permanent and complete the less they have been interfered with. So I think in his day, he was not dealing with so many environmental toxins, environmental pollutants, even the electromagnetic waves, going to the dentist, use of cell phones, all of these impositions on the body and the mind and the brain and everything else. So he was able to say, you can give a dose of the rightly chosen remedy, just one dose, and you might have a little aggravation. This is something that homeopaths are aware of. So if you have a headache, that headache may feel like it's getting a little bit worse initially, but then it does improve. And he says after a few days or a week, it comes back again. And he says, now wait some more. He says at that point, because we saw that the action was good and it was the energy was lasting already a week, that you will see a remarkable, complete, and permanent cure without having to repeat the dose. However, in today's world, this may not be true, depending upon the constitution and the strength, the heredity of that individual, whether they will just get better and just wait it out, maybe distract them, give them something else to do, watch, go to a movie, go for a walk, whatever, they can get better on their own once they've been given that initial dose. However, as I said, sometimes the remedies don't last long and you do have to repeat it again after a week or a month or 6 months. Slide number 38, and I'm going to check again if there's any callers to 347-945-6956 or onto the chat on Blog Talk Radio, Homeopathy World Community. Slide number 38, supportive quote. Judy Norsigian and Jane Pincus, the co-authors of the book, The New Our Bodies, Ourselves. I know I read the old one. I guess they must have written the old one too. They say homeopathic remedies can be effective in both major and minor ailments during pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum period. Sometimes homeopathy can help prevent problems and complications in ways that conventional medicine cannot match. So here are educated women who probably understand a lot about the body, a lot about mother relationships of generations, and they're saying that the potential for homeopathy to actually prevent problems in pregnancy, birth, and postpartum is immense. So that means getting the hormones rightly adjusted. Slide number 39, homeopathic medicines are made from plants, minerals, metals, salts, and animal products. They are usually diluted beyond Avogadro's number so that there is no chance of toxicity. They are deep-acting energetic medicines that are prepared systematically to reduce side effects and treat at the deepest levels. So I mentioned that earlier. The source of our homeopathic remedies can be vast. Even the source of the sun's energy, soul, to heal the skin. Microwaves and also something we call nosos, diseased tissue or hormones that we have like thyroid. Thyroiditis comes from the thyroid gland. So there's many vast numbers of homeopathic remedies available today. You know, I'm going to just check here. I might be wrong about the number of slides. I thought there was a whole bunch more, but I really did go through them pretty quickly. So the next slide is Similia similibus curantur. For example, drinking too much coffee can cause sleeplessness. Everybody knows that. And it causes agitation, restlessness, the mind is running and turning. So according to this principle, when made into a homeopathic medicine, it can be used to treat people with the same symptoms. And he explained that earlier in today's presentation. Dr. Herring explained for great pains, actually, for agitation, restlessness, for being excited. When you get good news, you get that good news and you just, your mind is not going to shut off because you're thinking about what's going to happen in the future. And that is called fia. Slide number 41, the law of similars. This concept is sometimes used in conventional medicine. For example, the stimulant Ritalin is used to treat patients with ADHD or small doses of allergens such as pollen, like for Apis mellifica, the honeybee can be used for as a natural Benadryl, as an allergy remedy for swelling, stinging, inflammation. They're used to desensitize allergic patients. So homeopathic remedies can be used to desensitize allergic patients. That means that the immune system is hypersensitized, and that goes along with our emotions that we were talking about, vexation, irritability, anger, rage, violence, all of that stuff. Homeopathic remedies really can do wonders. Slide number 42, Constantine Herring. I want to thank Constantine Herring for being my guest today, the observant homeopath. He was the father of homeopathy in the USA. He says, in general, it may be said that the choice of the proper medicine often depends on the most minute circumstances. So, you know, if you were living in the wild, if you were American Indian and were close to nature, and you could know what are the signs that a deer in front of you, or a raccoon, or a buffalo, or whatever it is, you would have tracks. You would be able to sniff the ground. You would be able to put your ear to the ground and hear and feel and be at one with the environment. And in the same way, a homeopath who is really attuned to putting their own personal things aside and really listening to the other person who is talking freely and openly their truth, when that is happening, they can perceive the need for what remedy if they're a really good homeopath and they have a lot of experience. So in India, with the thousands and thousands of homeopaths there, they have tremendous amount of experience because they see hundreds of patients a day, so that they know right away what they're looking at, and they can do a quick analysis. You might think that it is totally intuitive. You might think, oh, they just have a gut feeling, but that is not really true. The truth of the matter is they have experience. They're using all of their senses. They're smelling the what happens in the room. They're looking at the person as they walk in. They're looking at their disposition, their complexion, their temperature, whether they're flushed, whether they're pale, how they dress, how they walk, whether they have pride, whether they have humility, whether they're self-conscious. all of these things come into play as to selection of the proper remedy. Slide number 43, according to a World Health Organization, the WHO, W-H-O, a 2001 report, said, homeopathy is part of the national health system of many countries. It is the most widely practiced alternative form of medicine. The WHO has declared that homeopathy is the second most used medical system internationally. And it's hard for me to imagine that the skeptics are constantly after homeopathy. They're beating it to a pulp. They're calling it quackery. They're calling practitioners quacks. They're skeptics. But you know what? They're not real skeptics. They're saying that we're not scientific. Homeopathy is completely scientific. It is based on observation and data and documentation. We're not pulling something out of a hat. Just because it's diluted to a minimal dose and you cannot see it under a microscope, but you can test it in the quantum physics range, that there have been changes in the water and in the people, that's a change. If you observe a change, then something affected that change. In the same way that I just heard that they have discovered new planets. These new planets, they say, well, we know that something is going on because this range of planets, I don't know how many millions of light years away, that there's a planet 10 times the size of the Earth, and that is a pink planet, and that all of the other planets in that galaxy are moving in such a pattern, in such a way that the force, there's another force of another planet that they cannot even see. That must be very large. And even though it's larger than those planets, they cannot see it because it's so far away. The light signals are not coming to reach us. But based on science, based on mathematics, based on the knowledge of physics, we know that there is another force, another entity out there. In the same way that we might not be able to explain homeopathy fully and completely, yet we see the force and the result of the force of the energy upon the individual. A lot of people might call it placebo, but not necessarily placebo, because why? Because we give a remedy, like Dr. Herring says, try belladonna. If belladonna doesn't work, then try chamomilla. If chamomilla doesn't work, then try veratrum album. So in other words, we're trying a remedy, and if it was totally placebo, the person would have gotten better on the first remedy, because just the giving of the remedy, the giving of the pill, the interaction of the caregiver and the patient would have resulted in some change. However, because it doesn't until you get to the right remedy, that tells you that there's something energetic. There's some other force that's going on above and beyond placebo. Now, I've done a whole show on placebo, and we know that 40% or something, like a huge number, 40% of people respond to the drugs that they take, the for pains that they have, for depression, for insomnia, for all different things. They take a pill. It's a red pill, it's a blue pill, it's a whatever pill, and they take it and they feel better. 40% of that feel better is the placebo effect in allopathic medicine, in the medications that you get over the counter and by prescription. And of course, I would say homeopathically, a percentage of the healing also is due to, let's say, the interaction between the individuals, the listener and the one who's listening. There's some kind of energy flow going on, that somebody is being cared for and loved and taken care of. And because of that relationship, the world can heal. So why couldn't people heal? So that's just my thing on that, my little tiny rant. Slide number 44. Homeopathy is based upon observational evidence. Homeopathy is safe, gentle, and a natural system of healing that works with your body to relieve symptoms, restore itself, and improve your overall health. That's really, really important. That is a quote from Dr. George Fatulkas. Now, regular drugs, they're not looking at your totality. They're not looking at your whole being. They give you a drug for insomnia or whatever it might be, for your migraine, for your indigestion. They're going to give you an antacid. They're going to give you an antidepressant. They're going to give you an antihistamine. They're going to give you all these antis to negate your individual symptom, your local symptom. But what about your whole being? It's your body's effort to heal by displaying these symptoms so that somebody can understand what's happening to you and find the right solution. Slide number 45, the law of the minimum dose and potentization. One major difference with homeopathic medicines is that substances are used in ultra-high dilutions through the potentization or dynamization process, which makes them non-toxic. That's one of the beauties. The beauty of homeopathy is that it's non-toxic. It's not going to cause all of these side effects. Remember, if something is not working, don't keep doing it. Isn't that what Einstein said is being crazy? Don't keep hitting your knee if it hurts. So if you take a remedy and you start to have what we call proving symptoms or Pufang, you're proving it, the energy, when you keep repeating it over and over again, because it's not your remedy, you might start to have some symptoms. So just stop taking it at that point and say, gosh, I must be doing this like an insane person to keep taking something that doesn't work. Okay, slide number 46. Potentization consists of dilution and succussion. A potency is a preparation consisting of a substrate upon which a specific energy pattern has been imprinted through a process of dilution and a succussion process, vigorous shaking. What this means is you at home, if you're in need and you need something, you can go to your medicine cabinet and pull, not your medicine cabinet, your kitchen cabinet, and pull something out that's going to be appropriate and actually create your own homeopathic remedy. Maybe you need cinnamon. Maybe you need nutmeg. Maybe you need apple pectin, you know, whatever it might be, or even there's lettuce. I mean, all of the different things in your kitchen are healing medicines when they're given appropriately and in the right dose. Possible that if you're out in the wilderness and you need something to heal, you can actually make your own homeopathic remedy. It's really fascinating, isn't it? I think I once did that for somebody who was a swimmer. And I ended up taking some chlorine, which is Clorox, which is the element chlorum, and I just started diluting and succussing it into a potentized dynamic homeopathic remedy to help them through some of their issues. So it's pretty cool, isn't it? Slide number 47, Samuel Hahnemann's Organon of Medicine, aphorism number one. This is how you start, and I highly recommend reading the Organon of Medicine, where Dr. Hahnemann did lay down the philosophy and understanding how to use homeopathy and the basic principles and how to practice medicine. The physician's high and only mission is to restore the sick to health, to cure, as it is termed. And that is basically coming to the end of my show today. I went about an hour and a half. I want to let you know that the Health In Show on Monday, we have coming up March 31st, Flower Essences with Lisa Battaglia, April 7th, Renal Stones with Dr. Deepak Sharma, April 28th, Fears and Phobias with Dr. Kubhushan Waj, and both of those doctors are from India, and May 5th is Back Pain with Dr. Deepak Sharma. And please visit nissancommunications.com to watch and participate in the chat on the Health In shows. If there's any comments or questions, I know we've gone pretty long today and most people have left by now. Resources and gratitude to everyone out there, any listeners who share these shows. They will be archived, and you can link to them. You can put them on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Debbie Brook. There's also a coupon, 10% off coupon for some sunshinesciences.com light bulbs, full spectrum lights, the best you can get. Put it in the coupon word health, H-E-A-L-T-H, and you'll get 10% off. I also have the Complete Dynamics computer program that is for sale for a license and very, very reasonably priced. Check out Complete Dynamics on Homeopathy World Community. Alan Phillips will be back with Vaccinations and Your Rights on Wednesday at 6 p.m. I am only on Freedomizer Radio the last Wednesday of each month. And there also are plenty of book selections on Homeopathy World Community if you want to get started with your study. So I'm going to finish up today, and I want to thank you so much for being with me. Time to go out if you're on the East Coast to go get your dinner, take it easy, and have a good night. Sending health and healing. Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care. Working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. From time to time, we will have a special presentation on a variety of topics. Homeopathy is a show hosted by HWC founder and homeopath Debbie Brook. Please contact HWC if you would like to help support the show as a sustaining member or have suggestions for future shows. We invite you to comment and call in to contribute your questions. Please share by tweeting on Twitter, posting on Facebook and MySpace, and all other social networks. You may select the widget and place the player on your blog or website. With gratitude to all our listeners, let's go!